New research out of Brigham Young University shows that when advertising focuses on what a consumer can touch and taste, they're more likely to want what's being sold as soon as possible. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
Our senses correspond closely with distance. You can hear an outdoor concert from a few blocks away, or smell someone grilling next door. Touch and taste, on the other hand, that's up close and personal.
For me to be able to touch it or taste it, it has to either be within arm's reach in the case of touch, or actually in my mouth in the case of taste.
Marketing professor Ryan Elder is the lead author of the study. He says people connect those distant senses, sight and smell, to experiences further in the future. So, if a city was advertising for a fireworks show months away, it would make sense to focus on sights and smells. But the closer the show gets, Elder says the description of the show should change to what he calls the feels.
Maybe the cool breeze that's going to be on your face, or maybe the feel of actually the fireworks bursting rather than just the sound, or even the taste of things that you can eat while you're there.
When you emphasize those feelings, people want to be a part of it sooner. This concept also applies to relational distance. Touch and taste are more important factors when you're shopping for a loved one or relative. If it's an acquaintance or coworker, sight and sound work just fine. But Elder says advertisers are still just figuring out that playing with senses really matters.
What some of the prior research has found is that people are really good now at imagining the haptic experiences or what this is actually going to feel like if you give me a description that allows me to imagine that experience.
And the better someone can imagine an experience, the more they want that imagination to become reality, and the more they're willing to pay for it. Lee Hale, KUER News.